Hi, I'm Joanna Jimenez from The Big Question.
And I'm Brisa Quintana with Moments in History.
And this is The Greatest Men Podcast.
Today, this is a combined episode because
it's our last episode for 2014. We're interviewing Levi Ponce.
He's a famous artist.
We all went to visit his murals. It's 20 murals, all in Pacoima and Van Nuys. You might want to check it out.
Right after we saw the murals,
we contacted him and we asked him if he could come at MEND.
We saw his website and we thought he was pretty cool.
This is Johnny Jimenez with The Big Question.
And I'm Brisa Quintana with Moments in History.
We have a special guest.
Hi, my name is Levi Ponce. I make a living as a visual effects artist and a painter.
He did some murals in Pacoima and Van Nuys. We went to all your 20 murals.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, we took pictures.
Very nice. I hope you enjoyed them.
Yeah, they were really great.
Yeah,
Well, Mural Miles is bigger than myself. I mean, Manny Velasquez has been painting here in Pacoima since the 1970s. Christy Sandoval, who is a wonderful painter, has been painting in Pacoima for a few years before I was. Yeah, we all love each other now, and it's one mural mile, and that's what I promote, and that includes all of our work.
What inspires you to make your murals?
The very neighborhood that raised me, Pacoima. I mean, this place is so cool. like, I don't know, it's home for me, you know? There's nothing like it in the world. I feel most comfortable here. And, you know, going around other parts of town, I always saw art up on the walls, and we have very little of that here, so I just wanted to bring some of that here. I started with the Danny Trejo mural. It was just me.
Yeah.
And by the time I finished, I had a number of supporters, and I was heavily encouraged to paint another one, so I did a week later, and another one a week after that, and then another one the month after that, and then I painted a lot that year, and it developed into what, you know, is now known as Mural Mayan.
Okay, another question. How do you start with your murals? Like, I draw too, but I start with pencil, and then, you know, you start from like that, but like, how do you just like start painting, or...
It's a rather complicated process, actually. Depending on the wall, first I gotta come up with a basic design, which means that I'll start looking at photos, I'll look at other artwork, I'll look at other artists, I'll read stories. I mean, inspiration comes from a number of different places, but once I have the idea, you know, once it clicks, you know, it's like tipping the first domino, then everything else can get set into motion, which is, you know, if I have the idea, I know what models I'm going to need, so I look for those models, I look for the model types. Once I have the models and meet the qualifications, I set up a photo shoot at Exceptional Mind Studio, which is in Sherman Oaks, with my photographer Javier Martinez. We go down there, we photograph the models, at which point I create Photoshop composites using the models and any other assets or elements that I create digitally. And I take all these elements and I put them together in Photoshop to create the Photoshop composite I just mentioned, at which point I'm ready to go to the wall. And of course, this composite is proportional to the wall. So there's a lot of math involved, there's a lot of planning, but it's all worth it, because once you get to the wall, all you have to worry about is painting. Everything's been designed, everything's been thought out, there's nothing left to do except paint. So that's where the fun part comes in. That's the part everybody sees and everybody wants to participate in, you know, so.
Oh yeah, who are the names on your murals?
I'd say maybe about 70% are painters. The other 30% are people who, you know, bought us food, you know, donated water or supported us in some way.
How do you know, like, where to put your murals?
Well, I usually go around driving, you know, town, and I carry a notebook with me everywhere I go, and if I see a wall that I like, I'll jot down the address and the business and, you know, the location, everything about it, and maybe even ideas if I have them at the moment. And I take a time, like, about once a month to go around and contact all these wall owners, the business owners or the property owners, and see if I can paint on their buildings. Most people say no.
But, you know, say no?
Yeah,
really?
Most people say no, yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, it's like when somebody knocks at your door, nobody likes a solicitor, you know?
Yeah.
So it's always an uphill battle, but, you know, there's no elevator to success. You can only take the stairs, so.
So now that people know your stuff more, are they more like today? Are they like, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Now that I've climbed the mountain, everybody can see me, right? So,
So the murals that you've done here, were you paid to do those, or did you get funding?
No, every mural on Van Nuys Boulevard I paid for out of pocket.
Wow.
Like I said, everybody sees you when you're on top of the mountain, but nobody sees you when you're climbing it, so. I get a lot more help now. Like, very few projects are out of pocket now. They usually are out of pocket if I want to have complete control or complete, you know, for something specific, but nowadays it's a lot easier. Thank God.
Another question I had, did you finish school?
Went to Sharp Elementary here. I went to Pacoima Middle School. Then I went to Cleveland High in Reseda. And after that, I graduated Cleveland High in 2005, and I graduated from CSUN in 2009. This is funny. I have a bachelor's degree in 2D art focusing on 3D animation.
On one of your murals, it was two models. I don't think.
The Pacoima neighborhood mural.
But you had, like, in the background, the cards of Loteria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What was the point of the...
Well, I try to reflect my neighborhood as much as I can. Like, I grew up across the street from that mural, directly across the street. I used to play, like, soccer and football in that parking lot. There's so many different people. We're not all Mexican, first of all. I mean, the majority is, but we're not. I'm not. My mom's from Guatemala. My dad's from El Salvador. I wanted to paint something that united us all, and, you know, I wanted to paint what we all have in common, what we all share in that neighborhood, you know. A good theme for that was the Loteria cards, because all of Latin America plays Loteria, and we all have fun with it. It's all just as silly. It's as easy a game as it comes, you know what I mean? So, and
not
yeah, exactly. So the adults get a kick out of it, the kids get a kick out of it, and everybody has a good time. So I use those, except I don't know if you noticed, but I twisted some of the imagery around.
Yeah, so the like icons, put the ice cream man. And
yeah,
I saw that.
So the icons didn't just reflect Latin America, they specifically reflected Pacoima, the neighborhood I grew up in.
Are all of your murals Latino-based?
No, not at all, actually. And it's a common misconception that I've been labeled the Chicano artist by some, but I've disputed that in some articles. There's a KCET article where I specifically say that, you know, I'm not a Chicano artist. If anything, I consider myself an American artist. Because I'm not just painting Chicano culture, I'm not just painting Mexican culture, I'm not just painting Salvadorian, I'm not just painting Latin culture. I'm trying my best to blend my experience, my life, and that is the life of an American in my eyes. Of course, growing up in LA, we're all a little Chicano, right? But
what made you think of the hoop earring for the girl with the hoop earring?
The two girls from Pacoima in the room right now are wearing hoops. I think I'll leave it at that.
How come your murals are all in Pacoima and some in Van Nuys?
They're not all in Pacoima and Van Nuys. I have some in Reseda, I have some in North Hollywood, I have some in Lincoln Heights, I have some in Las Vegas, I have some in New York. I have paintings all over the country. And soon, as of July 18th, there will be an inauguration in Mérida, Yucatán, in Mexico. You're the first interviewer to get this info. It's hot. They're flying me down to a museum, the Museum of Contemporary Art in Mérida. And I'll have the central wall and a exhibit featuring three muralists. I will represent the Americas. It's exciting. It'll be 30 feet by 80 feet. It's been tickling like the back of my ear for about a year now, because that's when they first contacted me. It was last year. Mm-hmm. But I didn't take it too seriously. I thought maybe it was a scam or something.
This couldn't be
Yeah,
real.
Exactly. I'm like, nah, they're trying to fish information out of me or something. Like, next thing you know, they're going to ask for my social and $5,000 wired or something. It's like... But yeah, it'll definitely have some Pacoima imagery in there, I'm hoping.
Did you ever dream yourself of getting this high up?
No, I mean, who doesn't dream, right? It was all a dream. I used to read Juxtapose magazine and think of how nice it might be. It's nice to dream, but I never thought anything would happen. I mean, I wasn't banking on it, and if I was banking on it, I wasn't banking on it happening so quickly. So it's a fast ride, I'll say that. You know, did you ever dream you'd get this high? No, I never thought somebody would pay to fly me out somewhere and paint a mural and do radio and TV and press interviews and all that stuff in a foreign country. No, I never in my life dreamed. When I was playing soccer in that parking lot across the street from my house, that same wall would take me across the world.
How come you should like paint your family or something? Do a mural on your family.
Paint my family.
Do a mural on your family, would you?
I'm sure my mom would love it.
Do you have any murals coming up?
Yeah.
Can we
yeah. Yeah, of course. You guys are all welcome to come out, and anybody listening is welcome to come out as well. Just keep track of my Facebook page, and I'll put up an address there, and if you see that I'm painting or know when I'm painting, you're more than welcome to come out.
Thank you, Mr. Levi Ponce, for your time, and we're very happy to have you.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I look forward to coming back on the show again.
Joanna Jimenez.
And I'm Brisa Quintana with Moments in History. Thank you all
for listening. Maybe you can make your own podcast and put it on air. Or
and see how you develop your voice.
Yeah, because it's always good to take a risk or a chance. Have a great summer. Bye.
Bye.